This is Heather Gray from SoulFilledLife.com reading Don't Rock the Boat, Mastering the Art of Smooth Sailing, Phase 4 of the Change Cycle. And they live happily ever after, the end. I'm sure that you've noticed that hard-to-put-down novels, gripping movies, and fairy tales take you on a wild ride, quickly tie up loose ends, and then send the heroine off into the sunset with the credits rolling or the book shutting closed. We don't find out what comes next, unless there's a sequel. In which case, things have definitely taken a turn for the worse. Because happily ever after is make-you-yawn material for storytelling. In real life, you get to sail into the sunset when you enter Phase 4 of the Change Cycle, the Promised Land. This is when you reap the benefits of your Phase 1 meltdown, your Phase 2 dreaming, and the Phase 3 climb you did to get here. And the good news? Unlike fiction, it will contain many of your Kodak moments and treasure forever parts. At least when you know how to conduct yourself on a smooth sailing boat. Rules for conduct for your Promised Land cruise. Number one, no running. Once you find success rolling in, slowing down becomes more appropriate than continuing the work like a dog tactics that got you here. If you continue pushing once you are out of struggle zone, you will not only waste energy, but you will risk repelling your good fortune and missing important input from your environment. Slow down. Listen to your own inner promptings that are likely begging you for some R&R. Number two, get rid of dead weight. After the trial and error period of finding your way to the Promised Land, it is time to reflect on which strategies and activities are giving you the best return. Now is the time to analyze what is working in this life zone and trim away what is no longer serving. Maybe you don't need to buy and study the How To for Dummies manual. Or you can drop out of the networking luncheons that are over-caffeinating you. Or it's time to take down the Match.com profile once there's a ring on it. Number three, stick to your GPS system. Once you have your unique combination of steps and ideas that dial into your brand of good fortune, it makes sense to keep following them. This is not the time to sign up for the latest Rewire Yourself to Success Immersion Bootcamp program, no matter what your neighbor says. If it means overhauling the area that you fought hard for and is now running smoothly, avoid it. That said, avoid assuming that your newfound success system is the be-all and end-all for everyone else. If you feel compelled to teach others, fine, but know that for some folks, it just won't be in alignment with their unique journey. Number four, act like a master seaman. In Phase 4, you are no longer a newbie. You have uncovered wisdom and a depth of understanding from your journey. Now it's about small moves and mastering nuances, so you get really, really good at it. Think of a black belt who heads to the dojang to practice over and over the foundational punches and kicks that make up for now lethal ability. As a master, you will also find that you can plan out more complex projects because for the most part, you no longer need the paint-by-number charts. Whereas before, facing something new meant breaking it into tiny bite-sized pieces to get you through, now you can push your mind around larger concepts. For example, where a medical student needs to start with clamp, a seasoned cardiologist will not blink at Thursday 9 a.m. perform open heart surgery. While cruising Phase 4 of the Change Cycle, it is normal to feel peaceful, confident, secure, and a bit bored or restless, depending on your personality type. To avoid capsizing your Phase 4 boat, do pay attention to your internal urges for rest, relaxation, and reward. Allow the happiness in, feel it, and express it, which will allow more to flow in. Attend to old emotional wounds so that they don't turn into saboteurs. Upgrade instead of overhauling. Analyze and create systems for what works. Nurture the now with mindfulness, meditation, tai chi, and yoga. Keep a gratitude journal or just be grateful. Avoid clinging to success. Nothing pushes away the good like a fear-filled mindset. And pull out your things to do before I die checklist and start collecting experiences. And finally, be willing to let go when big change comes blowing in. What was essential to getting you to where you are today may be tomorrow's baggage. You need to allow for change that can come from many forces. Loved ones shift, technology changes in a blink, good health breaks down, accidents happen, and unplanned opportunities arise. You won't stay in one place. Your true security lies in navigating the phases of change. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more with you soon.